I was starting out to inspect the American battalions that are included in French regiments in the line in that Lunéville sector, and I was leaving at 4 a.m. The division commander, the French division commander, was very sensitive to having any American interference possible with his control, and he didn't want me to go out. And when he found out I was going out that morning, he had my car stopped at his headquarters, and I had to wait till he came out, and then he told me that le premier Americans sont tués, the first Americans have been killed. And that was the first notice we had of the deaths of these men and the capture of 14, though that hadn't been yet reported. And we met a French officer who had been assigned to this battalion, which had just gone in the night before, and the French had left a few officers there to help them. And he told us there had been a raid, and there had been Americans killed. And he thought Americans captured, that he didn't know. The battalion commander was still under the impression that there hadn't been a raid, and we told him to go on back to tell the battalion commander. Then we went forward, and we came to a place where the trench was caved in. Now, I remember climbing up on top of the trench. Everything was very quiet. No man's land was almost a half mile wide there. And I got up on top, and here down below me, just a little to my right front, was the blasted gap in the wire, which was about 60 yards wide there. The white tape to guide the raiding party right through the wire leading up to the front trench. Well, here was the scene of the raid. No question about it now. We had a hard climb to get up to the part of the trench where this tape came in and where the defenders had been surprised. And we went down into this dugout where there was quite a bit of blood about, where some had been killed and or wounded. And then we came up and found the dead on the ground, and the wounded had gone back. There were quite a few wounded. I say quite a few. It was something like 14 captured, and we'll say 18 wounded, something of that sort. Most of the wounded had been wounded by the artillery bombardment. I went first to the triage, or first line hospital, and there I found these wounded men being treated. But the principal thing I noticed was a large typewriter of the size that'll take a big form, and the principal sergeant had this form in the typewriter and was typing away, and I looked to see what it was. It was what's called the sick and wounded report. And he'd gotten through, I think, one name, maybe two. It was a very lengthy thing, and it might be as carefully done as your description by the doctor of your situation in pneumonia or something of that sort. I could see from the number of wounded he had and the progress he'd made on this thing that it was going to take him about all day long to complete that form. So I said, what the hell are you going to do if you have a battle with 1,000 casualties? This is absurd. And I said, you just drop that for the present and get to work on these men. So he was very, very uncertain about doing this thing that I was so freely ordering, but I bluffed him out of it, and then I took his typewriter, and there I wrote the report that's on file in regarding the raid.